تكبير تكبير. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us walhamdulillah, taught us walhamdulillah as his ummah, to have love as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had love. Am I right?
Yes.
Do you love Muhammad?
Yes.
Do you love Muhammad?
Yes.
Do you love Muhammad?
Yes.
Then say sallallahu alayhi
wasallam.
Well, alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, I want to say something to you today. There are many people, I believe, who are trying to misguide us from our real objective. And that objective, alhamdulillah, is to stand for what is right, no matter how much the disbelieving people dislike it. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Tawbah, يُرِدُونَ أَن يُتْفِنُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَائِهِمْ. They will try to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah has preferred to increase His light. لَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. No matter how much the disbelieving people dislike it. Well, alhamdulillah, I want to say to you today, as a Muslim, do you love Jesus?
Yes!
Do you love Moses?
Yes!
Do you love Abraham?
Yes!
Do you love Muhammad?
Yes!
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know the example of the Prophet alayhi salam because it has transformed my life. I grew up an Episcopalian. Don't say that too many times fast because you'll mess it up. I grew up a Christian in America. It is from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I became a Muslim.
I got this.
Because I don't have a few minutes, you know, to God taking up my time. One of the things that we learned in Islam is that we love justice. Am I right?
Yes.
And alhamdulillah, I want us to talk about a man for a minute who became a Muslim in prison, who was a civil rights activist trying to say what was right in the society, who loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Black Panther. He was a member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And now is serving life imprisonment without parole. But because of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've never heard him say an angry word. Always sharing the love. By the way, I'm a Muslim. I'm not a Sunni. I'm not a Shia. I'm a Muslim. The Prophet alayhi salam, he was a Muslim. In fact, he taught me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when you go to the house of Allah, you should say, Labbaik Allah, huma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. That this message of Islam transformed H. Rap Brown into Jameel Alameen, and we're doing some organizing around the love of Muhammad and the love of his message, exemplified by leaders today, and I want to talk about it for a minute from Imam Khalil.
Shukran jazakallah khairan. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Out of respect for the host, I will be brief. The time is close. I'm here in the city of D.C. to organize a program that we call a teach-in on someone that you should know by the name of Imam Jameel Alameen, formerly H. Rap Brown.
He is someone that has a long history of struggle. What you are doing here today is not new. There's nothing new under the sun. But he is a young man started out with social justice work at the age of 13. So I want to invite you to join me and others on September the 27th at Bus Boys and Poets from 7 to 9 on the corner of 14th Street, Northwest, and B Street. It has been 12 years, and we are starting to get some traction and trying to get his release. The time is 9. It's very difficult for me to try to communicate my thoughts and ideas when I don't have sufficient time to do that. But again, the individual that I'm trying to bring to your attention is someone that is a part of all of us. He's a part of all Muslims in this country and all non-Muslims in this country who have been involved in the struggle for more than 40 years. Inshallah. Shukran, jazakallah khairan.